Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 248. He calls you by name. To him, the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. John 10, verse 3. Stay with that picture for a moment. A sheepfold early in the morning, and the good shepherd arrives, and the gatekeeper opens. No one bars him, no wall thick enough, no distance far enough, no circumstance heavy enough to block Jesus from reaching you. He walks into your day, with authority, yes, but also with love. He doesn't enter as a stranger. He enters as one who has every right to come. And the sheep hear his voice, not because they've done something remarkable, not because they earned it, but because something in that voice resonates deep, in the place where you are most honest, most unguarded, most yourself. Jesus doesn't speak from a distance, from some cold and faraway throne. He speaks from nearness, from intimacy. And that intimacy isn't something you have to achieve. You only have to stop drowning it out. And look at what he does. He calls by name, not by your title, not by your track record, not by your best moment or your worst one. He calls you by name, your name, the one your mother gave you, the one your friends use, the one God has known since before you drew your first breath. You are not a number to Jesus. You are a person, known, seen, called in a way that is entirely unrepeatable yours. That is not generic religion. That is a real relationship. And he doesn't stop at the call. He leads them out. He goes ahead. The good shepherd doesn't point you toward the unknown and step back. He opens the way and walks it with you. Following him isn't walking blindly. It's your trusting the one who already knows every bend in the road, every dark valley, every way through. He's already been there. He already went ahead. And there's a phrase in this verse I can't move past. His own sheep, his own. There is a belonging in those words that nothing can undo. If you are in Christ, with all your doubts, all your weariness, all your unfinished edges, you are no stranger to his care. You are his. That doesn't shift with your mood. It doesn't depend on how last week went. It is a fact that God's love established, and no hard day has the power to erase it. So today, I want to ask you to do one thing. Before breakfast, before the phone, before the noise of the day gets to you, sit quietly, just 2 minutes, and say out loud, Jesus, speak, I am listening. It doesn't have to be polished. It doesn't have to be long. Just say it, and then open the Gospel of John, and read at least 5 verses, slowly, with attention, letting the shepherd's voice set the tone for your whole day. Let him in first. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.